Coaches, I've been thinking a lot about how to develop self-awareness in my players in the most efficient and effective way. And I don't think there's any like perfect way to develop this, but to keep trying new things, asking great questions, techniques, and being very intentional about how do we develop self-awareness within our players. And one question I asked my players this past week was, how are you, or in what ways are you a difficult player to coach? And trying to get players to understand from a coach's perspective what it's like to communicate and how to communicate most effectively with them. But for them to start understanding what are areas where they can grow in and to be more self-aware of where are they difficult, where are they challenging, what are some areas that they can improve upon. But then at the same time, we can flip that question and then ask our players the exact same question about ourselves as coaches, as in what ways are we difficult to play for as coaches? In what ways do our players find it challenging or hard or difficult to play for us as part of our programs? And that can bring self-awareness to us as coaches, just like in the book Joe Ehrman wrote, Inside Out Coaching, is like, what does it feel like to be coached by me? And coaches, these questions can be awkward, they can be challenging, they might be hurtful. Other times they might be very enlightening and actually help us become more self-aware and to model that self-awareness for our players. Because the more self-aware we can be, because sometimes we got blind spots, we actually don't know and we don't think through these questions of where can we get better or where do people find it challenging to work with us? The other question we posed with our players was not only just how am I a difficult player to coach, but how am I a difficult teammate? And when you couple this with the episode from last week with the whole e-colors personality test, and you combine those two things together, I find our players start gaining a lot of self-awareness and then start getting tools and start developing the skills to start understanding better when they're in that place, when they are making bad decisions or feeling a certain way, but then all of a sudden now we can start developing those relationships and those situations where we can discuss action plans and figure out how to best make the proper decisions in those moments when we are not our best selves. Coaches, that was Culture Builders episode 190. I hope if you found this really helpful, I would love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Sowden. Also reach out to us at thriveonchallenge.com to talk about and if you inquire about our mentorship opportunities.